Yeah. There it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I got issues.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, 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 yep.
Welcome to the I Got Issues podcast. Starring your host, Jason Maynard. And
Maynard.
James
Wright.
Who doesn't want
James Wright?
Oh!
James Wright. Don't worry about it.
That's too long of an intro. I'm sitting here getting impatient. Waiting for that intro to
come on, man. Finish that song already.
It's a good song, though. I like the I like what you created.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's a masterpiece.
So, yeah, man. This is podcast number 4, but we'll call it number 2. So what's
truly
that?
Number 2. The first
truly
two,
number two, yeah,
are in the garbage. So not that they weren't good.
Just not that they were garbage, but
too many imperfections.
Yeah. So yeah, man. What's
my name's Jason Maynard,
and I'm James Wright,
and this is the I Got Issues podcast.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What's going on? Tell me what's. It's been like a week, I guess. What's going on?
You want to know the issue today?
Oh man.
Oh my god. Oh boy. There's a few things that I'm just gonna start off the bat. Did you hear Tiger Woods won his a tournament last week?
Oh, yeah. He's back.
He's back in action.
In golf.
You know
action.
What really pisses me off, though?
Uh-oh.
Is that all of these broadcasters,
yeah,
they just talk so much shit. Like, Tiger Woods, oh, he's not back. He just won one tournament. He's still messed up. He's so immorally correct because all these people are so holier than God-like. To me, that really pisses me off, and they call him a fraud, which to me...
A fraud? They were loving him.
Of course they were loving him. They say, oh, he pretended to be this, this humble guy who's invincible, and he was a perfect role model for kids and stuff like that. And what pisses me off about it is he doesn't do that. It's the media that builds up... All of these athletes into whatever they
into
want them
gods,
to be.
Into like,
He doesn't go there and say, yeah, this is what I want my image to be. He just happens to play the sport of golf where his sponsors are Rolex, Buick. You know, he has a Nike deal, but it's not like he's advertising to 19-year-old kids in high school. That's not the demographic. So what pisses me off is that these guys, they build this Tiger Woods up
to be a
and
king
because he's screwing around, which I'm not going to condone it.
No, it's not right. But still, it's not right.
Yeah, it's it's completely not right. But the thing is that he messed up, and now they're saying, oh, you lied to us. You weren't the person that you said that you were. But he never said shit.
No, they built him up to be that way.
I'm just waiting for the day, like all of these people and all of these people that love this Sidney Crosby kid, like nobody knows what anybody does behind closed doors.
Nope.
Like in their personal life, they put them out on ESPN, on SportsCenter, whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, oh yeah, he's the greatest. Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer. Sidney Crosby's the best hockey player. What a great guy. He speaks so well. He's so nice, so polite. What a great guy.
Young man.
And then I can't wait for the day where Sidney Crosby gets caught with like, 2 transvestites and like a bunch of hookers and stuff. Cause I want to see how they react. Like, is it Sidney Crosby's fault that he's a great hockey player and that he has this image, or is it like, but they don't really know him personally. We don't know.
No,
him
we
personally.
Don't. We don't know.
Nobody knows.
Him. Nobody knows.
So,
which is good.
When these players fuck up, it's that they fuck up.
So everybody does. Everyone's human, man. And a lot of them, a lot of times too, they say themselves, like, don't put us up on these pedestals, man, because we will make mistakes, and our mistakes will be like 10 times as worse as they really are, you know? I'm not like referencing Tiger Woods because what he did was pretty bad. I mean, but there's some things that goes down and people do that every day.
There's people like Charles Barkley who said it best. He's like, I'm not a role model. You know, your parents at home, you're supposed to be your kid's role model.
Yeah,
not
exactly.
Me.
Yeah.
So parents, get your shit together. Be role models for your kids.
Be role models for your children.
Don't let them look up to knucklehead superstars.
Yeah, knuckleheads like Jay.
I don't want these guys coming out to rob me in 10 years from now. So take care of your kids. You want to know what else about sports? I might as well just get everything
just
about sports.
Just right get it out, man.
Right off the bat. Like,
get it out.
I know you don't like talking about sports.
No, I love sports. Sports are great. Yeah. The frustration. Just spit it out, man.
Hockey.
Oh, man. Here we go.
I like hockey.
Yeah.
But I don't like the people who are running hockey. It's completely ridiculous. Sidney Crosby just got another KR. He's out again.
What? Is he? Yeah. He just got back in. Oh,
yeah, like I know.
Now chiropractic and all this stuff.
What? Now he's sitting out again because he had a concussion. He had to sit out most of last year, right? This guy's the best hockey player in the world, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And so now the whole big thing is we have to get headshots out of the game. We don't want these guys hitting each other in the head.
Like what do you mean?
Like people are elbowing people in the head and knocking them out and
throwing some bows.
You know, like stuff like that. Like when they're body checking each other, they're getting their hands up and they're hitting people in the head. And a lot of guys are getting concussions. But at the same, so this league parades around day after day on sports talk radio. Oh, we have to get headshots out of the league. We have to get headshots out of the league. This is ridiculous. But then these are the same idiots.
Same that think dummies. That
it's perfectly fine when somebody does something wrong. You take off your gloves, you take off your helmet, and you punch each other in the head with your bare knuckles.
Knuckleheads. Yeah, that's funny. That's messed
isn't
up.
Like, isn't that kind of stupid? Like, yeah. But they're the same people that are saying, no, fighting's part of the game.
Yeah. But not headshots.
Not headshots. Don't hit each other in the head, but take your gloves off and punch each other in the head. Does this make any sense?
The wonderful. Maybe a couple of those owners have had concussions and they're probably still in a concussion.
I can't be the only person who thinks like this.
No, I don't think so. What does everyone else out there think about
Everybody
that?
Else is so stupid. Because you want to know what? I love watching a hockey fight just as much as the next guy.
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why I like hockey. I wait for the fights.
And now you even have guys like Don Cherry saying, oh, well, we're going to have to take a look at fighting and stuff like this. Meanwhile, this guy's sort of hypocritical considering he used to make a tape series in the 80s and 90s called Rock'em Sock'em.
Yeah, Rock'em Sock'em.
And you just, I remember those ones. You just show clips of guys punching each other's lights out.
Oh, my God.
Man, and then that guy Darren Bougard from the New York Rangers just got... He died.
You know, I was reading an article about that. Yeah. He started off as like an enforcer, right?
Yeah. And then he died in the summertime and he donated his brain to science.
Yeah.
This guy has the brain of like an 80-year-old man.
Yeah.
He's like 28 years old.
Yeah. I heard about that. I heard he was like, he's stressed out too a lot of the time, it seemed like. Well,
this is what happens when you get punched in the head for a living.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Bare knuckles. Yeah. No others. Even boxing, you wear gloves. Even UFC, you wear little gloves.
Yeah. It's
hockey,
true.
They tell you take off your gloves and whack each other in the head with your bare knuckles.
It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Idiots.
I get it, though. You know what I mean? I guess that's what people, you know, people always like rubberneck when they see like an accident. You know, they turn their head. So this is just one of those things.
I guess, man. I'm just not impressed.
Yeah.
I'm not impressed with anything. What on the rest of this week? What would you do since the last time I saw you?
Oh, man. Got my credit card was, what do they call it when you get your...
maxed out?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It was compromised, man. My credit card was compromised for the first time in my life.
Really?
Yeah. So
what were you, do you do online stuff?
Yeah, but the online stuff that I did, it was totally legit. It was like secured website, whatever else, like but yeah, man, I buy a couple t-shirts here and there, but anyways, so my credit card company, they called me and they said, your card's been compromised by someone in Madrid.
Madrid?
Madrid. I'm like, what? What's going on? Like, I had my card with me, so it had something to do with the internet. I don't know. Yeah. I barely use my credit card for anything except for, like, making purchases, buying clothes and stuff. That's, so, yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Had to tear that up. shred up my card and wait for a new one.
My credit card never gets gone. That's what you did? I saw you on Sunday. It's Thursday. 4 days to get your credit card taken care of?
I guess so. I don't know. Who knows?
You didn't go to work or nothing? What you
I've just been sitting around at home waiting for my credit card to come. I'm not going to work without my credit card. You're kidding me?
Just sitting at home waiting for the next podcast.
Waiting for the next podcast. That's it. Setting up, sitting down here. No, man, that freaked me out, though. I couldn't believe, like, here I am, Mr. Conspiracy, Mr., you know, don't use your credit card here, there, whatever, you know.
Mr., I got a piece of paper covering my webcam on my computer.
They're watching. But
you still go and use your, I'm surprised you even do online banking. You're a super conspiracy type dude.
Yeah, I don't know, conflicting issues with myself. Cognitive dissonance or whatever it's called. Yeah, that's it, man. That's pretty much it for me, man. Just
no Christmas shopping?
You kidding me? No. Why would I go Christmas? Why, I got, why not? I don't have anyone to go Christmas shopping for.
You don't have anyone to go Christmas shopping for?
No.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
That's what I'm trying to say, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. I have no idea. I thought that you might have to buy somebody a Christmas present.
Yeah, maybe I do.
What are you thinking about?
I can't say, just in case they're listening to this, because it's going to be a surprise. But yeah, you like some headsets. You like not those Beats by Dre. Those things are overpriced, don't you think?
Not if like, you get them off the black market like I got mine.
What are they called? Deets?
No, mine are legit Beats. Beats by Dre. Mine's legit.
You think?
Monster Studio Edition, but they have a price tag right on them. $400. I got it for less than $200.
I have a printer. I could print off a price tag and put it on things. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but Listen. There was a truck going past my friend's house, hit a few bumps, and some Beats by Dre headphones fell off the truck or something psst, along those lines.
You come over here, get these.
And yeah, so everybody got it. He had a whole bunch for whatever reason. I don't know. He's a wholesaler. Don't ask any more questions. The feds are listening.
But it's true though, man. Those headphones are expensive, like $300-$400.
Yeah, man.
I guess they are that good. I got to take a listen to them.
They're not that good. Trust me.
Are you sure?
I can't tell the difference, man. I stick it. I got earbuds. I put those in my ear. It all sounds the same. I don't know. I don't have that ear.
This is digital music. You don't have the listening ear, I guess. Yeah.
Or have people, what are people saying to you at your work? Like, do they say like Merry Christmas or do they say Happy Holidays?
You know, they say Happy Holidays.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you find yourself telling people Happy Holidays or are you saying Merry Christmas to people?
I say Happy Holidays. Because you never know nowadays. You know what I mean? Like there's so many different.
But
like,
it's Christmas time, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I don't know.
It's Happy Holidays. Christmas.
Yeah, I guess so. Merry Christmas. How about Happy Christmas?
No, I go with Merry Christmas like straight up, but I've been catching myself saying Happy Holidays, and I'm like, why am I saying Happy Holidays? Because I completely don't believe in saying Happy Holidays, but maybe it's just one of these things. It's catching on to. It's like
you want to include everybody.
Screw it, man! It's Christmas, and that's what it is. Then this is how it goes. If you don't want people to say Merry Christmas to you, then make sure your ass is at work on Christmas Day and don't take the holiday. It's Christmas right on the calendar. You take a look on the calendar, it doesn't say holiday.
Oh, good point.
It's Christmas. You're getting a paid day off for Christmas. Therefore, Merry Christmas.
All right, I have no argument with that, I guess.
Nobody has an argument for that.
But I still like Happy Holidays.
Screw Happy Holidays.
No, but I mean, like, if you say Happy Holidays, it's like Christmas time, it's Boxing Day, it's New Year's, you know what I mean?
Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Eid.
Whatever else, man. Okay. Christmas Eve. It includes everything. Happy holidays.
However, here in
Christmas is only one day, by the way.
Of course it's only one day.
So you should only say Merry Christmas on the one day.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Listen, that's a valid point, but
all right.
In case you haven't taken a look outside your window, you got Christmas lights up.
Do
I? They're not holiday lights. You got a Christmas tree.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. But Christmas is only one day of the year.
I know, but it's...
It's Merry Christmas.
It's Merry... Everybody, it's Merry freaking Christmas.
No, just Merry Christmas without the friggin'.
It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I don't want to hear Happy Holidays. Somebody told me Happy Holidays today. I'm like, Merry Christmas. I don't know. Like, don't
be afraid.
Don't try to
confuse the holidays.
Yeah, don't come at me with this happy holiday nonsense.
Catch me off guard.
They're taking. They made the school buses like all. Everybody's switching up everything.
What do you mean? What's going on with the school buses? What are you talking about?
Took down their Christmas decorations off the bus. You know, like when you're a kid on the bus and you like put up Christmas stuff all over the bus.
Yeah,
they're not doing that no more.
Huh.
Schools are changing their Christmas, the Christmas concert thing that the
what do they call it? A holiday concert.
Yeah, but they moved it to February.
Has nothing to do with Christmas.
Yeah,
or the holidays.
One of these schools is having a craft day instead.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're moving their concert to February. To February. It's a holiday.
So it's not even anything. It has nothing to do with anything.
Everybody, it's like relax. Family day. Christmas. Yeah. Take it easy.
No, I have to, you know, I agree though, but I do say happy holiday just because I know it. Just want to include everybody and, you know, whatever. You know what I mean? Just make everyone feel included in this wonderful world of ours and this wonderful time of the year.
I really don't.
It's Christmas season.
But there's a big story behind Saint Nick.
Oh, snap. Oh, I got... Oh, man.
Well, you know the story about Saint Nick?
No, I don't know the story about Saint Nick, but I remember last podcast I was talking about this, the Santa Claus or whatever.
Why do you say Santa Claus?
No, because I was referencing this thing I heard on CBC Radio, and it was talking about how it's actually Saint Nicholas who had a black helper. Remember, I thought it was Santa Claus or whatever, but it's actually Saint Nicholas.
Hold on.
James, I'm holding.
Can you say Santa Claus?
Santa Claus. I can say Santa Claus.
So why do you say Santa Claus?
Because it has to do with reference of the story of this dude right here. This is the next picture you got to put up here. This is Zwarty Piet. It's actually a folklore character. This is what I was talking about last podcast about this little elf that goes around and actually helps out Saint Nicholas. And this Saint Nicholas is from the Netherlands and Belgium. So there's this character that helps out Saint Nicholas in Netherlands and Belgium, and his name is Zwart Piet. In translation, means Black Pete, and it's pretty much a black elf who looks like almost like a minstrel show type elf. And he just goes around and hands out candies to the kids before St. Nicholas comes along. But anyways, I just wanted to clarify. It's not Santa Claus or Klaus or whatever I was saying. It's actually St. Nicholas.
Everybody knows that. And this picture... Do you ever wonder why, like...
This is hilarious.
I'm taking a look at this picture of this black elf.
That's a white elf.
You don't think that they could have got a black person to be in a still picture of to be a black elf? They had to paint a white person in blackface.
That's what I'm saying, man. This is what I was trying to make reference to. It's like, I don't know. It's somewhat offensive, but it's not really. I'm looking at this and I have it reminds me of like a Dave Chappelle sort of character of
stuff
some
like
sort.
This makes me crazy. It's like
this elf looks like a pimp, by the way, with his feather sticking out his hat. Look at that big smile.
It's like when you got like guys like Rain Man or these people playing retarded people. Why don't you just get an actual retarded person? They could probably do a great acting job. There's got to be some like handicapped actors out there. There has to be. It's the same thing when there's got to be like you see like you Big Mama's House.
Who?
Big Mama's House.
Oh, yeah,
Martin
Lawrence.
You got a big fat black woman. Why don't you just hire a big flat black actress instead of making the guy dress up in a fat suit?
But that's the whole joke, though, man. That's the whole. You can't. That's a fine. That's a bad reference.
Fine, that one I get. How about the chick that blew up like 50 pounds to get fat so she could play that trucker in that movie Monster?
Charlize
Theron.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Why not just get an ugly trucker broad to play the role? Acting's not that hard. Everybody's an actor. All you have to do is pretend. That's all acting is pretending you're somebody else.
Well, she was pretending to be an overweight trucker.
No, she had to transform into an overweight trucker. Why not just get an overweight trucker to come in and play the part? She could have done it probably better than Charlize Theron.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, man.
I don't know.
That's a different type of movie. That's a realist sort of movie. But anyways, you got to post this picture up of this Black Pete. That's actually a pretty dope hip-hop name. Black Pete.
I'm sure some idiot.
Yeah, some has it. There's a Black Rob out there, anyways. Yeah,
I gotta make a Twitter for this podcast.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, we don't have a telephone line. Like, what if people have feedback or questions or
people should leave comments, man. Leave comments. And we'll get back to you next podcast.
I'm just gonna make a Twitter, and then I'll make give out the Twitter, and then people will be like,
blow it up.
Yo, I want to see this picture. I can tweet out the picture. We could have tweeted it right now.
Well, get on that, man. Well, make an account.
Listen, I do everything off my iPhone. I don't do things off the computer, bro.
I thought the iPhone was incredible.
It is, but you can't do certain things. Like,
man, I can turn on my coffee maker when I'm not even in my house, but I can't even make a Twitter account.
I don't know if I can or if I can.
You should be able to, man. Come on.
Actually, you want to know what? I don't think you can open up a new account online. Sorry. I don't know, though. I'm not even going to check. I don't even really care that much. I'll do it another day.
Anyways.
Twitter is killing that Facebook.
Oh, did you hear about the whole thing with the owner of Facebook, Mr. Zuckerberg, and his pictures they got put up on the net?
What like pictures?
Some private pictures of him up on the net. Nothing too crazy. It's just one of the pictures is of him holding a dead chicken.
Oh, well, he's a big hunter.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. People need to relax. The guy, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever you want to call the guy, that little geeky guy, Justin Timberlake from the movie. He actually has like a ranch and like kills his own food.
Really?
Yeah. So when you see him with the dead chicken in his hand, it's because he's actually going to gut it and cook it. That's how he eats. This guy's
guy's hard. He's hardcore, man.
Yeah, man. These guys are crazy. Who comes up with a thing like Facebook? You got to be crazy to come up with stuff like that.
That's real rich, though. That's like rich.
Well,
like to own your own. Actually, is that really rich? What am I even talking about?
I don't know, man.
Farmers own their own land. They're not rich.
I'm sure he owns like acres and stuff, but Facebook. So I know so many people are using Twitter. I have a Twitter account personally, but I don't tweet.
Okay.
All I do.
You just follow people.
Yeah.
You creep people out and you follow them.
I just follow
people. I don't have a Twitter account. I don't even get it, man. I don't even. Why?
I get all of my information from Twitter. When Saddam, Osama bin Laden was killed, I found out on Twitter, not by anything else.
Why do you need to know about that, though?
I don't need to know, but listen, people are tweeting, and when they tweet it, I get it. Only certain people, not every single person that I follow, I get a message to my phone, only some people.
I don't get it.
Well, listen, you better get it because
I'm not getting no Twitter account. And the day that I do get a Twitter account, you guys can say, hey, I thought you said you weren't getting a Twitter account.
I don't really use Facebook that much unless I have something really to say.
Yeah.
So, but
you always have something to say. We talking about you. You use it all the time. We talking about.
You've never seen me make a status update other than when I was on my vacation. Other than that, you've never seen me make one before, or when I posted my music video. That was it. That was the first time I've ever made a status update. I don't do status updates. I think that's for losers. Nobody.
What's Twitter then? Twitter is the exact same thing.
Nobody cares about your life.
Twitter is 140 characters.
Yeah, but listen,
you're updating, right?
I care what.
You care what Twitter, what people on Twitter say, but not on Facebook. It sucks. It's the same thing, man.
Listen, I care what Kanye West has to say because he's funny.
He's cray.
Yeah.
I've been saying that all the time at work, and I think I can get myself a promotion.
Oh, my God.
For staying hip to the lingo. You know what I'm saying?
You're an idiot. But I was on Facebook the other day putting up the thing for the podcast. And what I've noticed is, like, I don't really troll around on Facebook like all that much. I'm not really big into technology. Mm. So I'm kind of hip to technology, but not into like social networking. I just don't give a shit that much. But I've noticed, like, you go and you like check out some people, and then you like look on the profile, and like when you looked at their account like 2 months ago, they had like, they were in a relationship, they're so in love, they got pictures of them and their boyfriend or them and their girlfriend. And then you go back to their Facebook page. Their Facebook page now is like a ghost town. Like, no pictures. They got no relationship.
Oh man. So
is don't you think that would be embarrassing? Like, that's got to be embarrassing. I don't put none of my stuff up on Facebook anymore because...
Like, Who needs to know, man? It's ridiculous.
I never really put pictures of, like, before when I had a girlfriend, I never, like, put pictures of, like, me and her and shit that we did.
But could that be for a different reason, though?
No, it was just because, quite frankly, when I had a girlfriend, I think Facebook was new. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah.
And I was just, like, brand new to Facebook. But no, as soon as I changed my status, like, I changed my status from whatever my relationship status was
to single,
to no, to nothing.
Oh yeah,
but
yeah.
But then it puts up on your Facebook. Jason went from.
Oh yeah, it
Jason's no longer in a relationship.
Yeah,
that's what it says.
Yeah.
So people are like, well, you know, like, what the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? But like, I look at all these people, I'm like, oh my God, like, you were so in love, you're going to get married, blah, blah. Everything was so great. And then shit just comes crumbling.
And everybody knows about it too. It's so funny.
And it's got to be embarrassing.
It has to be embarrassing, especially like, I've seen some where it's like, you know, in a relationship, you know, and yeah, you do see all the pictures, you know, profile pictures. It's like, oh yeah, we're in love. And then like a week later,
oh shit, what happened?
or even like a week later, it's like, it's complicated.
Oh, that's the word. Don't even put
it's
that
it's complicated. I'm in a relationship, but it's complicated.
Don't put it's complicated.
Just thought you'd know.
You can uncomplicate everything by not complicating your life by putting your complicated relationship on Facebook.
Oh,
you
man.
Take it down, dummy.
You know what the other thing about Facebook that always gets me too is that people are so like prolific, you know, like they have like everyone is like I don't know,
everyone's got an inspirational quote.
Yeah, everyone has like Bob inspiration Marley. Yeah, everyone's so inspirational. I have to admit, you know, like, you know, I have like my few inspirational quotes, but I don't post these like they're mine, you know what I mean? Like, people post these up and
they don't give the author
no. It's like, wow, you came up with that.
No, that's Mark Zuckerberg,
founder of Facebook. That's his quote.
No, man, I see all these Facebook relationships just crashing. And then I was looking at this other dude, and it's like he just put up, "I'm in a relationship," or his Facebook status went from being single to being in a relationship, and everybody's comment, "Oh, congratulations,
congratulations,
congratulations for getting into," you know how.
That's sad.
Ugly or not relationship material you got to be that people are congratulating you.
Oh, geez.
Somebody likes you. Congratulations. This has never happened before. We've never seen this. I've never seen you walking around town with a girl before. I just found that so strange that, you know, you're getting props. You're getting congratulations.
Props for being in a relationship. Like, that's the hardest thing in the earth to do.
It's not that hard. You just go on that eHarmony. You get it.
eHarmony, POF, Lava Life,
this
Cupid, Lupid,
OK Cupid,
OK Cupid,
Black Planet,
Ashley Madison.
Are we having a J date?
Oh yeah, that's the other one. So many dating websites, man. It's crazy.
Christians only dating.
Yeah.
Did you know every
people who only celebrate. Holiday, happy holiday.
There's
website
like herpes H date.
Ugh.
For people with herpes.
Oh,
you know that they got all kind. They dating for
they have
everybody.
To, they have to, you have to. That's what I'm saying with the happy holiday thing, man. You have to include everybody so everyone feels welcome.
I don't know. I've never. I don't believe in happy holiday. It's Merry Christmas. I've said it. I've said it once. I've said it 100 times.
All right,
it's a dead conversation. It's over, and quite frankly, I'm not making that any. I'm not going to make it any more clear to anybody else. Like,
I want to know what people's feedback is on that, though. Is it Merry Christmas or no? I'm not saying. Oh wait, Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday. That's it. I get it.
It's Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas or Happy Holiday. I want to know the feedback on that.
Well, everybody, prove Jason right. It'll. Make sure that everybody knows it's Merry Christmas.
All right.
Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year.
When I roll around and I see some, you know, like when people are celebrating their shit, like you got Hanukkah. Well, Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, you know it's weird. I do say Happy Hanukkah.
If I know someone celebrating Hanukkah, I'll say Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah,
but I don't celebrate Hanukkah.
But it's only for like what is it, 7-8 days? So you say Happy Hanukkah for those 8 days
of Chris? Oh no,
no. So, no, it's 8 days, right? 8 days of Hanukkah, I believe. I could be wrong on that. But you say Happy Hanukkah during like those 8 days. But then before and after, that's it.
If I see a Jewish person on the street today,
you're gonna
I'll
say Happy
tell
Hanukkah?
Them Happy Hanukkah. It's coming up.
All right.
If I don't see you before Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Of course.
All right. So when I see you on the street today, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna be gone on vacation. Happy holidays. No, no. Merry Christmas, bitch.
And a happy new year. All right. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah. I'm over that. I don't even really want to talk about that anymore.
Neither do I.
So you listen to Mr. Michael Trinidad's album?
What's it called? Roll of the Dice.
Roll of the Dice.
Michael Trinidad. Give some background who Michael Trinidad is, because you guys have, like, you guys were roommates for some time, and now he's has an album out. So
who's Michael Trinidad is a young man out of Toronto that I guess he raps and
sings. Is he paying you for this, by the way? This
no,
is
he's not paying me for this. Listen, it's just somebody did something. We're talking, and I want to know which, since you're like in the music business,
all right.
I want to know your professional opinion. Like,
all right.
how do you think that it sounds, considering it's like, you know, pretty
pop.
He's no professional.
No.
Okay. So like, how do you think that it holds up? You think he's going to get any radio play? Let's just put it out there right now. He's going to be listening to this. So
no, I know. Friends. I know he's going to be.
But we got to be honest. To this. I told them what you already told them about this album cover, that he made a big mistake by not putting.
Oh, definitely. That's a huge mistake. I mean, if you're releasing an album, people want to know who they're listening to, especially if you release something digitally. You know, they can't really open up the booklet or whatever. You need to see the face behind the music.
Well, I let them know. So we're going to be perfectly honest there. We're just going to get right into this.
All right, Mike. I hope you're listening. Get the box of tissues, man. You want me to be real? You want me to be real, real?
This is our favorite segment, keeping it real.
Keeping it real. No, I have to say, I was actually surprised by what I heard. And I mean that in like a good way. Because if anyone ever meets Mr. Michael Trinidad, not to say, I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know where you're going with this, but I like it.
But yeah, he's a. I wasn't expecting to hear what I heard, and it's pretty good. I have to say, it's pretty good. It's has a good like pop sound to it. A little bit too much auto tuning for me, but I mean, that would work for radio. And if he wants to get on radio, then you have to hustle. There's a lot of hustling to do, and I mean, if you're not even signed with like a major label, you know, you're gonna have to start off with like college radio stations. You have to like hustle, man. You have to take that single, whatever your single is going to be, and you have to make that single. You have to make people believe that that single is the single of all singles. All
right, that's enough advice, Mr. Michael Trinidad. If you'd like some more advice, feel free to contact James. Right, you can reach him at
my Twitter account.
His Twitter account, and his fee is only $380 an hour.
Yeah, just follow me. I guess I got a little bit too business.
I will give
business
my
then.
Review.
I got. Oh shit. Okay, here we go. Break out the box of tissues. I got issues.
This is the thing when it comes to
I go tissues
to everybody.
Don't hold back, man.
I'm not holding back. Everybody and their mother is now a rapper, a singer. I make songs on my telephone while I'm walking to work. I got an app for that.
iPhone is crazy. All right.
But you want to know what?
I got an app for that.
Brandon Bayman, the guy who the producer.
Yeah.
Did a really, really, really good job.
That's what I'm saying.
It's actually,
I was surprised.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah,
I think I like more songs than I don't like. So I think that is a success.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it'll be good. I told him that he needs to come out with some hard copies because I bought a copy on iTunes, but I don't even really I don't really like to do that, but
yeah,
I'll support the local talent, you know.
Yeah,
but
we'll see what happens.
Good for you. I hope you sell some records, and I hope you put the money back into the music.
Yeah,
that's what you want to do.
Take some lessons too, singing lessons. Not to say that you can't sing. Yeah, no, but I mean, like, everyone takes, even like Lady Gaga takes singing lessons.
It's time to get real serious about it if you're going to get serious.
Yeah.
About it,
right? Stop playing those games.
So I'm at work, right? This is what my opening issue was originally going to be.
Yeah, because you texted me. You're like, man, I got issues today.
I didn't want to start off with this because... religion really divides.
Oh, it does. That's I see with the happy holiday thing, right? Is that where it all kicked in? Anyways, yeah.
It divides. No, it's just that I work with lunatics.
All right.
And
kick it.
I don't have any problems with people who are of any. You could be whatever. You could believe in whatever you want to believe in. I don't really care.
Yeah,
it doesn't make a difference to me. And quite frankly, religious people and all this nonsense, they're pretty much, for the most part, pretty good, decent people who have this blind faith. Now,
you know, you're going to get a lot of comments on this.
I know. Especially but listen, around I got to get this off my chest.
Jesus' birth.
So I'm in an argument with this girl that I work with about religion, because she's super religious. She's a Seventh-day Adventist.
All right.
And they're the worst.
Whoa, I thought you
they're the most craziest of the Christians.
All right.
I don't know. I could be completely wrong, but I'm saying that I'm performing here. This is a performing. Okay, I don't really mean that. But she's super over the top with this whole like religion
thing. What do they even believe? Like, what's,
I don't know what they believe in, but they she believes,
oh, that Jesus will come back on the seventh day. I'm just guessing by the...
No, you don't go to church on Sunday because that's whatever. It's the holy day. So you go to church all day on Saturday.
Really?
Like, that's fun. And when you get to heaven,
mm-hmm.
You know what happens up in heaven?
There's a party. You get to see all your friends.
Party?
Yeah.
She told me when you get to heaven,
mm-hmm.
And she says she's going to be waiting at the gate for me. So I'm probably going to kill her. She'll be dead first. But... she said, when you get to heaven, and you get to praise the Lord all day. And I said, there is no way in hell I am going up there unless there's pork. I want some bacon. I want there to be some booze. And there better be strippers. If there's not going to be any fun, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go there if it's not going to be fun.
That sounds like people's depiction of hell.
Are you crazy? That sounds like the greatest night ever. But in all honesty, like that wasn't what we really got into. But what we got into was, I had to go dig deep into my Bible to pull out some verses for her.
Matthew 24.
I'm not trying to convince her not to be religious. I just want her to...
You're trying to point out, like, the facts kind of thing.
I just want her to have more of an open mind. Like, I'm glad that she has a super strong belief and, like, good for her.
Yeah, because it's good, right? To believe in something.
But at the same time, you have to kind of understand that everything you believe in could completely be bullshit.
Yeah, I get that. I'm just sort of thinking about Michael Trinidad.
What are you thinking of him for?
Well, I'm thinking like you said, like everything that you believe in could be bullshit. So like there's certain people out there, like certain artists, for instance, athletes, politicians, they believe that they are the best. They believe in themselves, but could all be bullshit. That's
what
deep.
What the hell are you talking about? That's not what I was talking about. I'm talking about believing in heaven and hell and God and Jesus. And the world was started with Adam and Eve. And now we all got to be punished because that chick got hungry and ate the apple.
Oh, man. Okay, I get it. Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'm talking
about. All right.
So anyways,
I thought you talked about just believe. Anyways, all right.
No, I'm not. Listen, believe in yourself. Go right ahead. Just don't believe in a fairy tale, perhaps.
Yeah, or Black Pete.
Hedging my bets.
Black Pete.
So I dig deep into my Bible. I go to my favorite chapter, Deuteronomy.
You look it up on your iPhone. I noticed that too.
I got
the Bible app.
I do have the Bible app. I downloaded it because I needed some ammunition, right? So I went in, and did you know that? Because
you got the Coles notes, don't you?
A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of the Lord, even unto the 10th generation. Deuteronomy 23:2. You know what that means?
No idea.
You're not a bastard.
No.
I'm a bastard.
Yeah, but it says that you will not enter, right?
Exactly.
So you're not going to heaven or hell.
So what's the point of believing if you can't get there if you're a bastard?
Oh, I see. She's
a bastard. So I told her, you're not going there anyways. It says right here in the good book. A pastor shall not enter the congregation of the Lord.
Amen. What'd she say?
That's in the Old Testament. That, you know, it's not really. They always go, oh, well, you know, that's not really that. But whenever they're looking for a good, strong point, they're like, it says right here, thou shalt not kill. You know, you can't have it both ways. That's what my issue is. It's either you believe in it all the way or you don't believe in it at all.
You should ask her about the dinosaurs.
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
What are we reciting, hip hop lyrics now?
Yes.
You got an app for that too? Bible? No, that should be pretty cool. I'm just thinking.
But you want to have a religion podcast?
No, I don't want to have a religion podcast. It'd be cool if they made a Bible, but it was verses out of like hip hop songs.
Come on, bro.
What? Isn't that dope? That's a good idea.
The audience just shut off the podcast.
I think that's a wicked idea.
You know, it's an even better idea.
You could like reference like Wu-Tang 5 verses 15. You know what I mean? Cash rules everything around me. Cream. You know, that'd be a wicked
it
book,
would,
man.
But you'd have to, you'd have to get all of the there and put it all, make it all into some shitty story.
That's whatever. That's fine. Not it doesn't have to be in a story. It just has to just be the cool novelty.
Why
book.
Are we giving away good ideas?
Why are we giving every? You know what? This is part of the podcast. Every podcast we will give away a good idea. Last week was a new basketball association, league. A new basketball league paid by the basket. This week it is a hip hop book, but it's referenced as a Bible. Because there's some people that I know that will reference hip hop lyrics like it is a Bible.
Like I just did.
Like you just did.
Ain't no such thing as halfway crooks.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's exactly what. Anyways.
Do you know what it would be even better?
What?
You know what the number one selling book is of all time?
The Bible?
The Bible. Bible part 2.
by Jason Maynard.
Exactly. People will buy that.
So what, you're going to write like a new Testament?
Right, the new.
The new Testament.
This is the King Jay version.
The King Jay. Oh man, I would like to see that on the bookshelves. You get on that. Maybe you can like just take people's quotes from Facebook and put those inside of there too.
Somebody made a book like that recently.
Seriously?
Oh, no,
quotes from
Twitter. They took they made a book about Twitter.
What?
Like Twitter comments.
Seriously?
Twitter quotes. They Seriously? Made a book. People are making money on nonsense. It's really pissing me off.
And see, this is the reason why it's the most wonderful time of the year. Because people will spend money on almost anything.
Yeah, it's the most wonderful time to be here unless you're live in Liberia.
We were talking about Liberia?
You don't want to talk about Liberia.
I don't want to talk about Liberia.
I'm not
That's
talking
scary.
About Liberia.
If anyone out there wants to know about Liberia, check out
Vice Guide to Travel, Liberia.
It is crazy. It will put things in perspective for you. We have it easy. That's all I got to say. We have it easy, man.
Yeah, we have it way easier than the Korean slaves.
What's going on?
You know they got North Korean slaves?
Of course. We don't. No one.
But
really,
they live in Siberia, bro.
No one even knows what's going on in North Korea, man.
The slaves are in Siberia.
Where'd you get this? From a Twitter feed?
Vice Guide to Travel. North Korean slaves.
I gotta watch this.
You better
It's such a great series, man.
You better watch it.
I'm glad
they,
you put me on
that. They're in Siberia. They don't even know that they're not in North Korea.
So what?
They're 4 days in the woods. You have to take a train for 4 days in the woods to find these people. They got North Korean flags up, Kim Jong-il pictures everywhere, all the North Korean propaganda. The people don't even realize that they're logging and they're slid. They're up there logging wood, lumber to sell to Europe. They're up there doing this all for Kim Jong-il because he sold them to Russia. You wrap your head around that, and these people don't even realize they're not in North Korea.
Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine going on a train, and then you not even having the knowledge to know that you're not even in your own country anymore? That's weird.
You know where Siberia is?
No, I know where it is. That's far.
Fucking nothing. These people, that's man, crazy. They got it bad. Yeah, you got to watch Vice Guy to Travel. I don't want to steal all of these bits because I listen to the Joe Rogan Experience podcast, and. This is where I get all of my material.
Thanks, Joe Rogan.
I'm doing his exact show. No, he actually had the guy from Vice Guide to Travel.
Are you serious?
On his show. He's from Montreal.
Seriously, Canadian. That's great, man. That's awesome.
It all started off with Voice Magazine out of Montreal, but they went out of business. So
and they changed
took
the
out
Vice.
The O.
See?
Vice.
Everybody's taken out a middle letter from a
that
word.
Cray.
Crazy becomes cray. Voice becomes Vice. It's nuts.
It is kind of crazy, but I want people to watch this Vice Guide to Travel because
no, it's informative.
It's so enlightening.
Your cell phones, people. You want to know.
Oh.
Where the majority of the components and the battery. It blew my mind to know what was really going on. Your cell phones that you use. Just watch it.
Vice Guide to Congo.
Vice Guide to Congo. Watch it.
Anyways, James.
Yo.
We just killed a whole bunch of time here. chatting it up about nothing.
You know what I want to hear about, man?
What do you want to hear about?
I want to hear a little bit more about your trip.
It's time for Tales from the Trip.
Trip, 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 trip. Tripping. We need to make like a sound effect button for that.
Yeah, we need something. No, I'm gonna load some up. So.
Tales from the Trip. Trip, trip, trip.
Yes.
So what's the story? I want to hear some more. I think everybody else.
I finished with. Tell a story about
vomit and sugar and two people naked locked behind the door. I want to hear the story right now. Don't even delay. Let's do this. This is hilarious.
This is how. It's so funny. This is not my story, by the way. This story belongs to somebody else. We'll just call him.
All characters may be true or not true. Could be fictional.
I'm not saying it's not me. I don't know who this guy is. He just came in.
You just know the story.
He just came and told us the story the next day. So anyways, when you're at a campsite at Oktoberfest, because there's a lot of shenanigans that happen at Oktoberfest. We were there for 5 days. And for the last three nights of Oktoberfest, it was so cold. Like I had hypothermia one night. So when people would go to Oktoberfest, their mission at Oktoberfest was to like meet a girl who had a hotel, so you didn't have to sleep in your tent and freeze to death. So you'd go, you see like some hot chick, and you'd be like, she's like, oh no, I'm camping at the campsite. Like, oh, see ya. See, like, busted chick. She's like, yeah, I'm over at the remote. Oh, really? Come here. Let me get you a stein. That was everybody's objective. But I guess one of the guys met some girl, and she's like, yeah, come back to my hostel.
Yeah.
So when you're in a hostel, you're in, you share a room with like four people. You could be in a four person room, an eight person room, a 12 person room, a 20 person room.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we even, at one point, we were staying in a 30-man dorm.
What? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's like a gymnasium room or something.
Exactly. Except for the lights didn't work and it was in the basement.
Oh, it's scary.
That's a whole different story. But he meets this girl. He goes back to her hostel. And they're like, everyone's sleeping.
Yeah.
All the other people are like sleeping.
Yeah.
So the girl's like, we're going to go to the kitchen. It's like, come to a we're going to go to a common area. So, the guy and the girl, they go to the common area. They go into the kitchen. The kitchen has a door.
And so now the people that work in the hostel are like, you know, you can't be here, blah, blah. They're like trying to throw him out.
Yeah.
And so they're like, fuck that. They went into the kitchen. They like barricaded it with like the fridge, freezer, like chairs, and piled up all the furniture in front of the door and barricaded themselves in the kitchen. And then they were fooling. Nobody even remembers how the story even, like, nobody even remembers what happened. All the dude came back and said was like, I woke up in the morning. She's naked. I'm naked. I don't know where my clothes are. It's like there's just vomit and sugar everywhere. It's like it looked like there's a bag of sugar and it just exploded on everything. So he couldn't even find his shirt. God. He could only find his pants. And so he like moves everything. He doesn't even wake up the girl. He just leaves her in the kitchen. Like,
oh my goodness!
Leaves her in the kitchen, passed out and puke and fucking sugar and stuff. And goes back into her room and just grabs like a random sweatshirt from somebody and puts it on and bounces. And that's how the story goes. So
did you ever find your shirt?
It wasn't me. It's not my story. If it was my story, I would completely say that it was my story.
Oh my goodness!
I didn't get into crazy stuff like that, man. I'm an adult.
Seriously?
I'm a grown man.
Nothing crazy happened when you're on your life changing trip.
Nothing at all. I read my Bible app.
Every day I wake up and read a scripture from my Bible app.
But every podcast I'm going to tell stories, like, because the story, you'll be able to tell which stories are mine because my stories will be way more in depth than stories that just came back to me that I heard. Like, there's crazy, the craziness that happened in Cambodia is just will blow your mind.
Yeah, man. If
I met this Irish dude.
Yeah.
And he's got to be one of the craziest people I've ever encountered in my entire life.
Craziest in how?
In how?
Yeah.
This dude has got some of the most... he's done some... Put it this way. This guy went traveling from... He was a drug dealer.
Yeah, yeah.
And in Ireland, and so he made 45 grand, and then he took off.
Yeah,
because he wanted to go traveling.
Yeah,
he burned through all of his money within like the first 2 months.
What? That's crazy.
So him and his buddy, they took off. They went down to Thailand. These guys have. When I met these guys in Thailand,
yeah,
these guys had like $30-$40 to their name.
Man.
That's it. These guys have no money.
These guys are balling like basketball players.
They're like handing out flyers at like this bar because the bar would give them like you hand out flyers and
you get paid a certain amount of money.
They give you like $15 plus they give you like 6 free drinks and you get to eat. So these guys were doing like they would put it this way, these guys traveled around for like another 3 months.
Yeah.
Essentially starting from $0, and they made it to Vietnam, to Cambodia. I ran into these guys in Vietnam. I ran into these guys in Cambodia.
What?
They're hustlers, man. They just, everything work. And what they say is like, everything always just works out. Like I might as well just get right into the start. They were working in a place called Raleigh. Koh Raleigh is an island in Thailand. And they're working for this guy who is, he's a gangster.
Yeah,
he's a Thai gangster.
Yeah,
and so they're working at this Irish bar, and they did the same thing where I saw them the first time. They were handing out flyers at a bar in Koh Phi Phi. This time, it's Phi Phi Island. Phi Phi Island's where they made.
I'm tired, I guess.
Phi Phi Island.
All I heard, I zoned out for a couple seconds. All I heard was Koh Phi Phi.
Phi Phi Island is where they made the movie The Beach. That's where the movie The Beach was filmed.
Classic. Anyways, yeah.
So, and then I run into these guys on Raleigh Island, and they're doing the same thing. Like, they go to the bar, they're like, you know, your sales aren't doing that, like, there's not that many people there, whatever. They're like, we're going to bring in people.
Yeah.
And so they'd go out around the island, tell people, yeah, go to this bar, go to this bar, go to this bar.
So then the guy's like, holy shit, you brought in like 20 people. And like before, there was like three people there.
That's crazy. That's good for them. Give on them.
So then the guy's like,
club promoters.
So one of the bartenders, she quit. So then the guy's like, you guys, if you guys can do this all the time, you can bring people in here, you can work here. You guys will be the bartenders, but I'm not paying you a wage. So they didn't get paid a wage. They got a free room to stay in.
What?
Plus they got to eat and they got to drink.
That's wicked.
And so when you go, when I got to their bars, like they have a little cup that says, you know, please help out these two Irish guys because they literally only work for tips. They only got paid with tips.
Wow.
So they literally are, they're stuck there
yeah.
until they can save up enough money
to get back and go back home
to go anywhere else. No, they weren't planning on going home. They make enough money to get from one place to the next place. And then at the next place, they do sort of like the same.
How old are these guys?
These guys are like 23.
That's crazy, man. That's because everyone always lives to do stuff like that. You know, like we save our money to go on these vacations and yeah. sometimes, man, I wish I was here for longer or whatever. Why not just live there? Take it easy.
That's what these dudes did. No money and just hustle your ass and things just work out. But
yeah,
they did get one guy was like, he ended up getting like a permanent cough for like two more months because the room that they got for free was like full of mold
and asbestos.
It's like you couldn't even like, he's like, you couldn't even stay in there.
Ugh.
But they had no choice. So the guy that they're working for is a legit gangster. Like he fires his gun up in the air, and Rayleigh Island's a small island. There's no roads. You get dropped off on a ferry. There's no cars on the island. You can walk the entire island.
That's amazing.
So he's like, my boss will shoot a gun up in the air, and then you wait for like 5 seconds, and then you hear gunshots go off on the other side of the island, and that's how him and his brother were communicating, because they're like, they literally like are like gangster dudes that like ran the whole island.
That's crazy.
So these guys, one day they went across to the mainland. It's like a 10-minute like ferry ride. It costs $1, and they went into the mainland and they went to this bar and they're talking to somebody like, yeah, I work for whatever the dude's name is.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh shit. And they just gave them everything that they wanted. They didn't have to pay for nothing. They're like, you work for him? No problem. No, your money's no good.
Connections.
I run into this. So anyways, these guys literally just like went to like bars, try to bring in people, hand out flyers.
Yeah.
Just do anything that they could do to make a couple bucks. Hustling. Every day I'm hustling. That is my quote. Put that in the Bible.
There you go.
The
rap Bible.
I meet these guys in Cambodia. Oh, my God.
sounds like that's going to be like another story.
This dude. This is like, you have to be in a certain mind frame to be like these guys. Because these guys are crazy. Like, who really does that? You have to have so much balls to, like, have nothing and just do whatever you want and make shit happen.
Yeah.
I run into these guys in Cambodia, and I'm with my buddies from Winnipeg. So we see them. We're like, holy shit, what the fuck? I can't believe you're here. You know, and now we're buying them shots or drinking, whatever. There's like a 50-year-old Cambodian hooker.
What?
Right? Because when you go to all these places, there's like whores everywhere.
This is ridiculous.
Every local person is essentially for sale. There's nothing that's not for sale in Cambodia, Thailand. Oh, man. You know, everything's for sale. And she's like all talking, blah, blah. And this guy's like all chatting her up. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, why are you doing it? So we went on a, like, we were trying to get to this other bar. We're trying to find this other bar. We're walking down this hill. We walk past one bar. This dude runs out. This dude's like, hey, come into my bar. It's like, take this flyer. It's good for a free drink. So we all go in. There's like six of us plus these like two Cambodian whores. So whatever. I'm like, oh, I don't care. I'm going to go in and get my free drink.
Yeah.
Go in, take your free drink, leave. Start walking down the hill again. Another person comes out from another bar. Come in. This gets you a free drink. By the time we got to the bar we wanted to get to, we stopped at like six places and got free drinks.
Oh, my God.
Now we get to this place that's supposed to be like the best place on whichever island we were in Chinookville in Cambodia. And it was terrible. So we like had a couple of drinks. Then we're like, hey, let's go back to the first bar that we were at.
Yeah.
Because that had the most people. It was the most fun. It had a hot tub, a swimming pool, and the bar. Cool. It was crazy.
Yeah.
We're walking up. We're like walking back. And I'm like, dude, are you still walking with these friggin' hookers? Like, I'm like,
let's go, man. And he's like a little Irish guy. He's like, no, man, I have to be respectful. You can't just walk away from women. Like, I'm like, they're whores. They're not like women. So I pick him up. I put him over my shoulder. I'm carrying him up the hill. And he's like, fight him. He's like, no, no. He's like, I got to at least go say bye. I'm like, bro, you're on your own. He disappeared. We didn't find him for the rest of the night. See him the next day at lunchtime. I'm like, dude, what happened to you last night? Tell me you didn't go take that girl home. He's like, yeah, I did. I'm like, no. I'm like, that's so brutal. I'm like, are you positive about this? He's like, I am HIV positive that I did.
Oh!
That's what this guy told me.
Oh, my God.
He didn't even strap up.
What a great way to end the podcast. Oh, my God.
And I got more stories about this guy. He's crazy.
That guy is crazy, man. Well, happy holidays, Jason.
Yeah, fuck off. Merry Christmas. Until next time, I got issues.
I...